WMFO in Medford.
It was a long time ago, longer now than it seems, in a place that perhaps you've seen in your dreams. For the story that you are about to be told began with the holiday worlds of old. Now you've probably wondered where holidays come from. If you haven't, I'd say it's time you begun. For the holidays are the result of much fuss and hard work from the worlds that create them for us. Well, you see now, quite simply, that's all that they do, making one unique holiday especially for you. But once a calamity ever so great occurred when two holidays met by mistake.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange?
Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween.
This is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Pumpkins scream in the dead of night.
This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene.
Trick or treat.
Tell the neighbors on your diaphragm.
It's our town. Everybody's free.
In this town of Halloween.
I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner man hiding in the trash can, something's waiting now to pounce and howl. You'll scream.
This is Halloween.
Red and black.
It's slightly green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice.
Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream. Everybody scream.
In our town of Halloween.
I am the clown with the tearaway face.
Here in a flash of bonnet and trace.
I am the who in the cold who's there.
I am the wind blowing through your hair.
I am the shadow on the moon at night, filling your dreams to the brim with fright.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween. Halloween, 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 Halloween,
Halloween.
That's our job,
but we're not mean.
In our town of Halloween.
In this town,
don't we love it now?
Everyone's waiting for the next surprise.
Skeleton Jack might catch you in the back and
scream like a bat. You make you jump out of your skin.
This is Halloween, everybody scream.
Won't you please make way for a very special guy?
Wildman Jack is king of the pumpkin patch. Everyone hail to the pumpkin king.
Now
this is Halloween.
This is in fact Halloween, and this is in fact Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Greg Zapata. Happy you're here. If this is going out as scheduled, well, you probably had some trick-or-treaters come to your house by now. And please, don't be stingy with the candy. Supply chains, bah, none of that here. And we have an hour of music befitting the season, befitting the day. And me, well, this is another pre-recorded delight. And where am I? I am off doing something very spooky. I am DJing a wedding. Which wedding? Well, that's for me to know and you to find out in time in the gossip columns. Anyway, we are going to get things started with one of the hits from one of the greats. This is the opening number to the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Michael Rennie was ill.
the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand. And Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
Strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein.
It was one of the songs that did it for him, but my God, there should have been more. That was Warren Zevon, Werewolves of London, from the second album, Excitable Boy. And the first album, the self-titled debut, is also very good. I advise you to check it out. I played a few cuts here and there over the years. Before that was Echo and the Bunnymen with a cover of People Are Strange by the Doors from the Lost Boys soundtrack at a Schumacher joint. Joel Schumacher, the late Joel Schumacher, got a lot of flack for his Batman movies. And yes, they are terrible. But his take on teen vampires around the Santa Monica Pier, perfect. Donald Sutherland, don't you know? And also in venues around the area, it's quite common to see bands covering other bands as a Halloween costume, quote unquote. So why not throw that cover your way? And at the start was Richard O'Brien, Science Fiction double feature. And let's see, this next one's a long one. So if I just sit down and, you know, let the kids listen, get a taste of what you're listening to. This is the debut single by Bauhaus, one of the premier names in gothic art rock. Call it what you will, but it's one of my favorites, and God willing, it'll be one of yours. Take a listen.
Back. Bellamy Goose is dead. The bats have left the bell tower. The victims have been bled. Red velvet lines the black box. Bellamy Goose is dead. Bellamy Goose is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead. Bela Lugosi is dead. Undead, undead, undead. Undead. I
debut single by Bauhaus, Bela Lugosi's Dead, and the B-side was Boys. And now you know. We're getting to the bottom of the hour here on Great Songs About Nothing Good, so let's, dig deep inside, past the witch's eyes, past the mummy's hair, and straight into the Pause for the Cause, the legally mandated PSA.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
There's a movie I yet to see, but I love the soundtrack, and that soundtrack in that movie is I Was a Teenage Zombie. I found the album on vinyl, many moons ago when I was in WMUA out in UMass Amherst, and ripped the album to MP3, as was the style at the time, and the title track caught my eye, and so did another one by Dream Syndicate, which I'll be playing for you imminently. And sandwiched in between is a number by the late, great Rocky Erickson, one of the masters of spooky rock and roll. But first, here's the title track to aforementioned soundtrack with the Fleshtones.
The zombie next door now. I was a teenage zombie. It's the weirdest trip they ever made on me. Sort of feels like I'm high on drugs.
But that's not the problem.
I was a teenage zombie. Woo! There's lots of stuff to drag you down. Lots of things that you shouldn't mess around. But I think that I'm in too deep. It's getting warm and I won't keep.
Was not the problem.
I was a teenage zombie.
It's a drag hanging around. I was happier in the ground.
That would never be the same.
I said peer pressure is to blame.
I walk with a zombie. Two steps forward,
that's Dream Syndicate with Halloween from the I Was a Teenage Zombie soundtrack. Before that was Rocky Erickson, I Walked with a Zombie. And at the start was, well, I Was a Teenage Zombie by the Fleshtones. And yes, I will see it at some point. I have it on DVD. It's not a Criterion Collection for some reason, but it may only be viewed under certain circumstances. And I'm not going to divulge those to you just now. But coming right up, we have... Well, we were going to be running over, so I was torn between another song from the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack, first soundtrack I ever owned on CD, bought with my own money, etc., etc. And it was either between that or Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. And you can hear that one, after this show, turn to another channel and you'll probably hear it. It's just that prevalent. But this one isn't, which is why I'm going to play it. But first, got the specials for you with a song which was, you know, spooky on its own, Halloween themed on its own, but became all the more eerie over the past, let's say, year and a half, going on 2 years. You'll understand why. Listen.
This town is coming like a Claus, huh? Ooh, I'm really scared. So you're the one everybody's talking about. You're joking. You're joking. I can't believe my eyes. You're joking me. You gotta be. This can't be the right guy. He's ancient. He's ugly. I don't know which is worse. I might just split a seam now if I don't die laughing first. Mr. Oogie Boogie says there's trouble close at hand. You better pay attention now, 'cause I'm the boogeyman. And if you aren't shaking, there's something very wrong, 'cause this may be the last time you hear the boogie song. Whoa. And I've nothing much to do, I might just cook a special batch of snake and spider stew. And don't you know the one thing that would make it work so nice? A roly-poly Santa Claus to add a little spice.
Whoa.
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 Oh. Yeah, I'm the Oogie Boogie Man.
Release me now, or you must face the dire consequences. The children are expecting me, so please come to your senses.
Ah, you're joking! You're joking! I can't believe my ears! Would someone shut this fella up? I'm drowning in my tears. It's funny, I'm laughing. You really are too much. And now, with your permission, I'm going to do my stuff.
Well, what are you going to do?
I'm going to do the best I can. Whoa! The sound of rolling dice to me is music in the air. 'Cause I'm a gambling boogeyman, although I don't play fair. It's much more fun, I must confess, when lives on the line. Not mine, of course, but yours, oh boy. Now let it be just fine.
Release me fast, or you will have to answer for this heinous act.
Oh, brother, you're something. You put me in a spin. You aren't comprehending the position that you're in. It's hopeless, you're finished. You haven't got a prayer. 'Cause I'm Mr. Oogie Boogie, and you ain't going nowhere.
Thank you.
That's the Pogues with Worms, the final track to their third album, If I Should Fall from Grace with God, with the drummer Andrew Rankin on vocals. And before that, well, I had to give it to you. That was Michael Jackson with Thriller, Don't You Know. Before that was Ed Ivory and Ken Page with the Oogie Boogie song from the Nightmare Before Christmas soundtrack. And at the start, The Specials with 1981's Ghost Town. And that's going to do it for us here on Great Songs About Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Anyway, happy Halloween, happy Dia de los Muertos, and don't be sticking razors into the apples. In fact, don't hand out apples at all. Don't hand out fruit or granola on Halloween. What's wrong with you? No, just the candy or the spare change for trick-or-treat for UNICEF. All right, enough of my blather. This has been a treat and a delight, but I'm going to leave you with a humble request from the Ramones.
Now, you don't know this, but beneath this building lies the Pet Cemetery.
What you think that?
Come underground, we're not making a sale. That's why that day is on the rail. And in
I'd like to thank you all for coming tonight. And adios, amigos.
From his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Whoa. From my laboratory in the castle east, whoa, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, whoa, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster.
Due to COVID-19, WMFO DJs are pre-recording their shows for broadcast on air. We can still accept phone calls, but the phone line is in voicemail mode. Call 855-915-9636 and be sure to leave the DJ's name in the voicemail so we can forward it to the correct person. The following program was recorded earlier. Enjoy.